Darius Salazar, who is in right field, and Avery McGlynn at second base, wearing number 7 and batting number 9. On the hill today for the Vikings is Josh Manchester. He's a tall right-hander working with Talon Stoner, who is the catcher. At first base, Drew Kreimsberger. Alex Chapman is at second. Ryan Scogan, the shortstop, and Colin Larson at third base. Logan Ford is in left field. Josh Koontz in center, and Jackson Finley in right field. Coach Ryan Lemke headed down to third base. Chris Clerk in at first. And the first batter, Brady Dosh, making his way to home plate. Hope you enjoy the action today right here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Available on WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app. And here we go. First batter standing in and ready to roll on a sunny day here in Mount Horeb. There is the pitch. Rip high in right field area and in there. Going to drop in front of the center fielder, Josh Koontz. And Brady Dosh, first ball hitting, has a base hit. The one on for Wes Bosworth. Wes, left-handed batter, good spot for him. The number 2 spot of the order here for Coach Lemke. And the batter standing at first base. Manchester, the pitcher, getting set, working from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one to Wes. Game time starting right at 5 o'clock today. Got to give him credit. Standing back in is the batter, Manchester, with the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and two. Fans here in time. Some of the times during the spring, they start a little early and fans are rushing to get there and they miss a little bit of the game. Good lead for Dosh over at first base. Here's the pitch, bounce toward second. Tough play for the second baseman. His only throw is to first, and it acts as a sacrifice. Brady Dosh goes to second, and Wes Bosworth thrown out with a 4-3 put out. That will bring up Lane Miller, the starting pitcher for the Hornets in the bottom half of the inning. So a runner in scoring position for the Hornets, looking to get it going here in the early going of this one, which I think is pretty key. Hornets trying to play upset for the second game in a row. There's a beauty, a strike to the batter. Nothing and one to Lane Miller. On Horeb hosting a sectional semifinal softball game tonight as well. Here's the pitch inside for a ball. One ball and one strike. See, I think the Hornets were on the bus twice yesterday. They turned around once at Vitesnik Power Sports and once at Walmart. They didn't make it very far. Here's the pitch outside for a ball. Both times Mount Horeb caught him on the bus and told him to turn around. Well, in the case of West Salem, the softball girls, they were all the way here yesterday when they got rain. That's a long trip. Turn around, come back today. 2-1, shot to left field. Deep in the hole at shortstop. Pick the throw. They won't get him. And now it gets by, and the Hornets are going to score a run. Brady Dosh is in, and it is 1-0. So Dosh coming home. Lane Miller getting a hit on that one. Then a throwing error afterwards allows the runner at first base. And immediately the Hornets bring in a courtesy runner, Deacon Heise, number 22. Just up from the JV for the tournament. Or as Coach Eddie Tabor told me, up from the minor leagues. And he is on base right now. Here is Jacob McDonald, the catcher. Hornets with a good jump. Important to get out to a good lead. Or a lead. Put pressure on. Here's this one high for a ball. One ball with no strikes to Jacob McDonald. Jacob checking the sign at third base and now stands back in. Eyes briefly off of first base. Here comes the pitch, ripped toward left down the line. That ball is foul, just hooking. Side of the line, left field corner. It'll be retrieved out there by the left fielder. The Hornets making contact here early on in this game. Manchester back to the hill. And now back in. Slight lead for the runner. Here's the pitch. Strike called, and it's strike two. One ball and two strikes. So back in is McDonald for the 1-2. Swing and a miss. They got him. And that is the second out. away for Ethan Haiti. Number 8 making his way in, playing left field today for the Hornets here at Mount Horeb. Again, Heise with a slight lead off the first. Kreinsberger playing the bag for the Vikings. This one is popped up and out of here over the fence and into the parking lot for strike one. Bo Wasinger due next for the Hornets if Haiti can reach. Here's the pitch. Check swing at a ball above the letters. And the count goes to 1-1. Hunter tags at first base. Back to the belt is Manchester. The pitch, runner going. Swing and a miss. Throw to second base off the mark. And Heise takes second base. So the Hornets get a steal here. Time call for a moment. Runner at second base. Now tapping the plate is Haiti, and Manchester is set. Here comes the pitch. Bouncing ball foul outside of third. Oh, nice bare hand by Ryan Lemke, the coach of the Hornets. Hey, nice play. Throws it strong back to the pitcher. 1-2. Eyes leads at second. Hornets looking for a second run right here. There's the pitch. Bounce off the tip of the bat. Foul ball for his base side. So they'll come back and do it again. Nice area here. They are making some large improvements. A nice sports complex. Baseball pretty much right out in the middle of nowhere. Here's the pitch. Swinging strike, and that'll do it for Ethan Haiti. 2 strikeouts for Manchester to close out the inning. The Hornets get a run on a couple of base hits. No errors. 1 left aboard. We go to the bottom of inning number 1 here at WIAA Regional Baseball. It is Richland Center 1 on Horeb coming up. High school baseball today from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Sportsmanship doesn't stop when the game ends. It's part of the community you live in. Respect, character, dignity, and leading by example. That's why Rural Mutual Insurance has been a proud sponsor of the WIAA Sportsmanship Award since it started 60 years ago. From baseball and softball to tennis, the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It also celebrates sportsmanship in your community. Visit www.ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can partner to be true champions. Speeding and reckless driving are leading causes of injuries and deaths on Wisconsin roads. Whether you're an athlete or a spectator, control your drive on the roads to keep all travelers safe. Don't speed, don't be reckless. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives.
WRCO. Leading off for the Vikings here in the bottom half of inning number 1 is center fielder Josh Kuntz. He'll be followed by Jackson Finley, the right fielder, and Josh Manchester, the pitcher. On the hill for the Hornets, Lane Miller, right-hander. He's been the number 1 this year, the senior working with the catcher Jacob McDonald behind the plate. And here comes the first pitch to the bottom of the first, and it's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in 1. Wes Bosworth at first, Avery McGlynn at second, Cole Wasinger, the shortstop, and Isaac Gauld at third. Ethan Haiti, Brady Dosh, and Darius Salazar left to right. Here's the pitch, and that one is a little bit low. A ball and a strike now to the batter. Left-handed batter Kuntz leading off here for the Vikings. From the windup, here's Miller's pitch outside. Ball 2. 2-1. Trying to bring it back down into the time zone. Lane Miller, yes to the sign. From the windup, there's the pitch. Good one. Fouled off over toward Mount Horeb High School and out of play. So they'll come back and do it again. 2-ball, 2-strike count. Miller set and ready. From the windup, the pitch. Reached out and bounced towards second. Picked up there by McGlynn. The throw got him. Avery McGlynn over to Wes Bosworth. 1 up and 1 down. That will bring up Jackson Finley, the right fielder. Finley wearing number four, also a left-handed batter. And Jackson will stand in. Hornets leading 1-0 if you're just joining us here on the radio. We're broadcasting live today from Mount Horeb. Here's the pitch. That one is taken low for a ball. 1-1 and no strikes. Yeah, a crane off of the right field corner. I was talking to a couple of the athletic officials here, and they were telling us they're putting in a great big Jumbotron football screen. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. 2-0. They had a donor donate the money, and it sounded like a pretty good chunk of change, but they'll have like a top-of-the-line scoreboard video. Here's the pitch outside for ball three. 3-0 to the batter. Miller trying to find the range here in the opening inning. Lane says yes, now comes back with a windup and the pitch, and there's a strike. On the board now with one. It is 3-1. Miller gets the baseball back from the windup. The 3-1 offering is called a strike. Full count now on Jackson Finley. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Miller peering through the net of the glove, and here's the pitch. Bounced toward left, base hit. Opposite field for Finley with a single, and he'll round and look. 1-1 with 1 away here in the first inning. And for Mount Horeb, Josh Manchester, the pitcher, will step in. Drew Primesberger, first baseman, is on deck here today. Strong wind blowing across the diamond. I did bring a light jacket today. I was thinking about maybe I needed a heavier one. There are a lot of people, I think, they were wishing they bought one. I'd have been able to rent my jacket today. It's cooler than I think what a lot of folks thought it would be. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nice pitch from Lane. Looked like the third ball on that one. Kind of hooked across the strike zone. Would have been a tough one at Manchester's swung. Nothing at one. Finley leads off of first base. Wes Bosworth playing the bag for the Hornets. Here's the pitch. That one is too low. And the count goes to 1-1. Coach Finley at third base gives the sign, and Manchester is back in. Miller to the belt. Here comes the pitch. Down low. Good block by McDonald. Keeps the runner at first base. 2-1. Hornets seniors graduating this weekend. So big plans. Lots going on. I don't think these seniors would mind if they were still playing baseball. Throw to first. Safe is the call. Close play. Good throw by Miller over to Wes Bosworth. 2-1 the count. Miller back to the hill. Manchester standing in from the right side. The 2-1 is low. All three. 3-1. Miller kind of pinpointed a little bit. Has delivered low now a couple of times. Hitters count with the runners slightly leading at first base. Here's the pitch. That's high. He walked in. 2 aboard now. That pushes Jackson Finley to second. Manchester at first. And Drew Heinsberger, the batter. Catcher conference. McDonald out to have a word with his batter. And here is Heinsberger, number 8. On Mount Horeb, or I did this year in basketball once. See him once in a while with River Valley or Richland Center Sports. We've been here a few times with volleyball over the years on conference basketball. Here comes the pitch. That one is high. Runners at 1-2 here with only 1 away. Hornets at double play depth in the bottom half of the first inning. Hornets trying to protect a 1-0 lead here early on in the game. 1-0. Miller ready. There's the pitch. That one is low. 2-0. Miller trying to get used to the surroundings on the mound there, kicking some dirt around. Now steps off the rubber. Runners are about a quarter of the way, and now back up they go. Heinsberger back in for the Vikings. Miller is set. Here comes the pitch. There's the bullseye. Strike one. 2-1 to the hitter. Hornets playing fairly straight away in all fields. Gold playing pretty close to the bag on the third base side. Here's the pitch inside for ball three. Miller again falling behind to the third batter in a row. Trying to get out of here with an out of force at a base or a double play. 3-1 offering. Here's the pitch. Ripped toward left base hit. Going to be picked up by Haiti. This game is going to be tied. Coming around to score. Runner going to third. Gold with a foot race. He gets there late. And 2 and 3 are the runners, and we're tied at 1. Finley scores on a scorching hit by Drew Reimsberger. He gets a single for an RBI. Manchester and Reimsberger on the bags, and Logan Ford will be the batter. 1-1 now in the bottom of the first inning. A walk and a couple of hits for Mount Horeb. Miller to the belt. Here's the pitch. Ripped up the middle and in there. One run will score. Here comes the throw from center field. It's cut off. The second runner stays at third on a base hit by Logan Ford, and Mount Horeb leads 2-1. Manchester comes in to score. Reimsberger at third. Ford at first for Alex Chapman, number 25, playing second base today for the Vikings. Miller working from the stretch. Runners leading at 1 and at 3. Here comes the pitch. Inside and hit him. So the runner will head down to first now. And they are loaded up. Reimsberger at third. Ford at second. Chapman at first. And a timeout now as Coach Ryan Lemke comes out of the Hornet dugout. And we'll have a word with his pitcher and his infield. 2-1. Mount Horeb leading here in the bottom of the first inning. Hornets with 4 seniors this year. We salute Thomas Honer, Lane Miller, Darius Salazar, and Teague Bergen, all in the lineup tonight. Been a season where I know the Hornets would have liked to have won a few more games, but I pointed this out earlier this year. How often in the last years has Richland Center defeated River Valley, Prairie du Chien, and Dodgeville all within the same week? Those are some tough opponents. Conference is over and back to action now. Runners leading at 1 and 2 and 3, and Miller with a pitch bounced second base side in there for a base hit. Scoring will be Reimsberger. Ford being waved. Throw coming on, cut off, and the Vikings add 2 more. Mount Horeb takes a 4-1 lead with a solid single, and Colin Larson with a couple of RBI. That will bring up Colin Stoner. Stoner coming on. The runners at the corners. Standing in now, the batter. 8th hitter of the inning. And here is the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in 1. 4 runs across here in the bottom of the first inning for the Vikings. Runners at 1 and 3. Chapman at third. Larson at first. Lane Miller into the motion. And here's the pitch. Runner going first to second. It is a ball. And it'll be no throw. Stolen base for Larson. Still only 1 away in the opening inning for the Vikings. Ball goes back to Lane Miller. I'll take the time to thank Hayden Burke, Richland Center manager, and his help this year. Been us updated. Pitch is going to be taken for a ball. Check swing by the batter. Appeal to second base. He did not go around. And the count goes to 1 ball and 1 strike. Hayden helped out by Hayden Argle, Maggie Edwards, and Katie King in the Hornet dugout all season long. That was actually 2-1 to the batter. The pitch, that one is down low. So the count goes to 3-1 now. to Stoner, who's doing the catching tonight. Kind of flip-flopped around. They had Jackson Myers as the DH, but go with the guy on the other side of the bracket here in the eighth spot. This one is upstairs for a ball, and he walked in. Bases loaded. Again, only one out here in the opening inning of action. Second walk given up by Miller, and now coming in to hit, number five, Ryan Gogan. Gogan, also a left-handed hitter. So with him, and then you put the next two, top of the order, they have three lefties in a row. Here's the pitch. High fly to left field, going over the left fielder, and it's going to hook foul. Strike one on Gogan. So time is taken. Coming back to get the bat is Skogan. Top of the order, due next. Skogan, the ninth man to bat for the Vikings in the opening inning. Pitch by Miller. That's outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Force at any base for the Hornets, and they could use an out right here. Miller is set. Here comes the pitch. Outside and high. And the count goes to two balls and one strike. Chapman at third. Larson at second. Myers at first. Miller ready. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball three. Three and one. To the batter. Batter steps back. Gogan back in. 3-1 from Lane Miller. Here it is, and it's ripped to left center field. And the center fielder over. Dosh diving. Can't get it. Coming on to score is Chapman. Larson will score. Throw home. Not in time. And the Vikings add a couple of more. It's 6-1. Chapman and Larson score easily. Stoner winds up at second base, and Skogan gets two RBIs on the hit. So back to the top of the order, and Josh Koontz made an out earlier. Coach Lemke out of the dugout, out to have a word again with his pitcher. It's been a tough start here for Lane Miller, and I believe they're going to have a pitching change. Miller is going to leave, and Hohner, I believe, will come in. Thomas Hohner coming off the bench to enter the ball game and try to get an out here. Upstart for Miller, who went the distance in the win against Portage. But today, struggled, and anything that was around the plate, Mount Horeb's been getting on it. So pitching change, we're in the first. Mount Horeb in the lead to the tune of 6-1. We'll be back with more in a moment. WRCO at WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores the postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why pro baseball players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com, brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. In education-based sports, sportsmanship matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but just as important is how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from WRCO and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
WRCO. Pitching change is made. Senior Thomas Hohner is out there. He's been doing quite a lot of work for the Hornets this year on the mound, and he's been in a lot of situations where he's been able to come in and get the job done. Inherits a tough blade here in the opening inning. Lane Miller moves to shortstop and Cole Wassinger to second. And I presume Thomas is in for Avery McGlynn, it would appear. So the officials talk it over. Umpires back into their places. And now Koontz stepping in. Runners at 1-2 for the Vikings. Owner with a pitch. It's going to be taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Nice start here. Bottom of the first, the 10th batter of the inning for the Vikings. Owner checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Reached out, touched down the line. In there, right field area. They're going to wave Myers. Gogan coming around. They've got the brakes on as the throw comes on. Going to second is Kuntz. And it is 7-1, Mount Hood. Kuntz reached out, touched a little bit of an off-speed pitch, it looked like. Gets the RBI hit. So Stoner scores. Gogan at third. And now Jackson Finley, who had a hit and scored earlier this inning. Miller ready. Here comes the pitch. Popped up. This one out of play. Back over into the parking lot area. And a long strike. Nothing in one. Out Horeb now into its 11th batter of the first. Still only one away. The guy that just had a hit, Kuntz, the only out in this inning. There's a strike called to Finley. Warner comes back with a nice one there. Back and ready. Runners now at 2-3. Kuntz taking that bag on the throw home in the previous play. Al stepping off his Horner. Back and ready. He says yes to the sign. The 0-2 offering is inside for a ball. And the count goes to 1-2. Vikings in their red and white uniforms. The Hornets in the gray and orange. Finley back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Dropped by the catcher. They'll let the runner back throw to first in time. Runner coming. Now goes about halfway and goes back. So a strikeout. There are two outs now. Owner gets the K. So we have the number three hitter up, Josh Manchester. Now checks the sign. And we'll stand in. Runners at 2-3. Two away in the Mount Horeb first inning. Seven runs across here for the host Vikings. Owner with the pitch. That one is a ball. 1-0 and no strikes. Well, let's just want to get back to the dugout here. Been a long bottom of the first. Owner ready. There's the pitch. Reached out and ripped toward second. Nice snag there by Wasinger. We're out number three, and that will do it. Mount Horeb puts seven on the board here in the opening inning. They lead it 7-1 after one. WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort.
Trim your home's interior with millwork from All-American Do It Center. Western Building Products offers high-quality wood trim and interior doors for your home in maple, oak, poplar, or pine. Molding, stairs, baseboards, columns, plus those trendy interior rustic barn doors are all available from Western Building Products. Unfinished or pre-finished woodwork is available. Ask the design team about Western Building Products at All-American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All-American.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway Double J in Gotham, in the Log Building.
Paul Wasinger leads off against Josh Manchester here in the top of the second and looks at a ball. 1-0, no strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Isaac Gauld and then Teague Perkins will be hitting here for the Hornets in the second. There's one down low. 2-1, Manchester. Working quickly for the Vikings. Batters got to be ready. Here's the pitch. Ripped down the line, third base side, and a foul ball. Two strikes on the hitter. Brewer Baseball tonight on WRCE Radio, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. As we will be following the Cubs and Brewers tonight. Be interested to hear that one. 2-2 offering down low, wild. Back to the screen, and it's ball three. Manchester had that one just kind of slip out of his hands. Maybe he was throwing at me. I don't know. Three balls and two strikes to Cole Wasinger. Now at second base. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball slowly. This is trouble. Picked up at first and throw to the pitcher. Covering. Not in time. Cole Wasinger beats one out for a hit. And that'll bring up Isaac Gauld, number 25. So the Hornets have a leadoff hitter on for the second inning in a row. 7-1, Mount Hurum leading here at WIAA Regional Baseball. Coach Ryan Lemke telling us prior to game time that he was happy with what they've done, but knows that this team wants to go out and have a little fun tonight. So even though you're trailing, go out, just kind of play loose now. Like you said, nobody expected him to win the first game. This one, an underdog as well. Here's a chopper down the line. Yes, base hit for Gauld. All the way to the left field corner, and now stopping at second is Wasinger. Logan Ford did a good job of retrieving that in left field. So, two aboard on two hits for Teague Perkins. Teague, the DH today, had the game-winning strike last week against Portage. Manchester to the belt, the pitch, curveball, strike. Nothing in one. Tomorrow night we'll have Riverdale baseball on the radio. Riverdale doing battle against whomever. Here's a swinging strike by Perkins. And it's two strikes. Either Potosi Cassville or Pecatonica. Pecatonica, the runner-up at state last year in Division Four. The pitch, swing and a miss by Perkins, and there is one away. Three strikeouts for Manchester, and that brings up Avery McGlynn. Ithaca Bulldogs losing last night's game, defending state champion. Anything is possible in the tournament. We've seen a lot of upsets in baseball and softball this spring, more than normal. Here's a bunt out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher, goes for the lead run at third, and close play. They call him out. Holy mackerel, that was very close. Cole Wasinger signaled out at third for out number two. Gauld goes to second. McGlynn laid down a good bunt there. Time is called. Courtesy runner coming out for the pitcher. And I should say that was Thomas Hohner with the bunt. Hohner, nice job. Picture perfect there, laying that bunt down. There is a conference at the Mount Horeb Mound now. And I think Deacon Heise is back to run at first base for the Hornets. So Hohner, that number nine spot, gets the job done. And they were hoping to advance the runners. That play at third was extremely close. But out was the call. Coach Ryan Lemke, the coach at third, was rallying for the other way. Two aboard with two away, and the conference is over as Mount Horeb leaves now in that that mound area. The coach gets back to the dugout, and top of the order up for the Hornets. Brady Dosh, he singled and scored last time. Time is called. They are notating the runner at first base on the umpire's card, and now here we go. Hornets with a chance to get something again. Runners lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch. Check swing at a ball. One ball and no strikes. Wasinger and Gauld both with hits in the inning. Fielder's choice. Couple of runners on. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball, first base side. Down on it is Farnsberger, and he makes the unassisted play for out number three. That will do it. Nosh gave it a good ride to the right field side, but first baseman had it pegged. No runs, couple of hits, no errors, and two left the board. We go to the bottom of inning number two here at Mount Horeb. The Vikings lead the Hornets 7-1 in WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, the feel of summer is here. Enjoy our outdoor dining and our new summer menu. We have many of your old favorites, along with some new taste of summer. Check us out online or stop on in to Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
Drew Primesberger leads off and takes a look at a nice curveball strike from Thomas Hoehner. So it is nothing and one to the batter. Logan Ford and then Alex Chapman do. Here's the pitch. Inside and hit in. So hit by a pitch. Primesberger heads to first base. On Horeb, the home of a young man that we've known about for a little while thanks to his grandma. That would be Austin Leibfried, who is headed to Indiana on a football scholarship. I'm told he is here somewhere. Should be able to find him. They told me, the athletic staff told me that he was lifting weights, getting ready to leave for football as soon as his senior year is officially done. Runner heads back into the bag on a head-first slide. Grandma Donna Walsh telling us about his career. Nothing and one now as Ford watches a strike. Nothing and one as Primesberger's back at first base. Wes Bosworth playing the bag for the Hornets at first. Hoehner with the deal. That one is going to be just a little bit low. Hey, good-looking pitch, but it did. Bottom got that a little bit too quickly. One and one to Ford. He got an RBI single in the previous inning. Throw to first. And then business. Runners back in head first. Runner heads back with a little bit of a lead. Ford cocks the bat. Hoehner to the belt. The pitch bounced towards third. Gall knocks it down. Picks. Throws high. And there's a collision at first base. Couple of guys go down to the ground hard. Bosworth is up to get the ball. And time is called as the runner goes to third base. And Al, a lot of attention to the first base bag as the umpire goes out, and Hornets showing concern as well, and Coach Ryan Lemke going over to talk with Coach Ryan Finley, who's out to talk to his coaches. They're out looking at the runner, Ford, really collided hard with Wes Bosworth. Went down to the ground hard, hit bumped his head there. They're looking at him over at the first base bag, so time continues. Injury time here at Mount Horeb. Score of 7-1 in favor of the Vikings today. Hometown baseball coming up this weekend. We'll have action from Muscadet. Dodgeville Knights coming in to take on the Muscadet Mudcats. Always a good time. And Mr. Excitement, Pat Riley, the coach, manager of the Dodgeville Knights. We'll look forward to that on Sunday afternoon, pregame time at 12:45. WIAA tournament duck ball games going on tomorrow in Division 5. Assumption will play Hillsboro. That's at New Lisbon High School. Arnavel will play Oakfield. That will be at Belmont High School tomorrow. Cuba City awaiting its opponent, either Horicon or Waterloo, and they'll play at Crossage Park in Boscobel. That's where the sectional final is and coming up, scheduled for tomorrow. Other part of the bracket that has a Levi-Strom and Auburndale meeting. In Division 3 action, Adams Friendship, which knocked off River Valley last night, will be in the final against Broadhead, which was a winner against Poinette. They will play at River Valley High School tomorrow night. Should be a good game. 5 o'clock first pitch time in that contest in the WIAA's Division 3 softball tournament. And in Division 2, coming up on Thursday night, Mount Horeb will be doing battle, possibly if they win. Nice round of applause for Logan Ford, the left fielder, who will walk off the first base area, and S. Bosworth gives him a hand bump. Boy, that would have been a little more serious than it was. Ford a little bit dazed as he walks out. And Bosworth, none the worse for wear. He was kind of going for the ball, which was a high throw going for it. So Ford just kind of glanced off him there, but went down hard at first base. Hopefully he's all right. Maybe done for the day today. And so coming over to run for Mount Horton, and I'm not sure if it's an entry or not, but Jake Sirota will be in. He is a senior. So Sirota on at first base and Primesberger at second for the Vikings. Next hitter up will be Alex Chapman. Two on here in the second inning, and nobody out. Mount Horeb leading 7-1 in WIAA regional baseball. Chapman was hit by a pitch last time and wound up scoring a run. Runners at 1-2 now. Owner to the belt. Here's the pitch. Curve ball, swing and a miss. Nothing and one to Chapman. Runners retreat, get their tags of the bags, and now we'll step off. A couple of paces. Owner awaiting the batter's arrival back in the batter's box. Thomas is set. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. 1-1. And Mount Horeb playing West Salem in sectional semifinal softball just across the way. So this complex is a busy place today. 1-1 offering. Here comes the pitch. Rich touch to left field. Base hit. Primesberger will score. Sirota at second base. It is 8-1 Mount Horeb here in the second. Chapman with a hit. RBI single. Colin Larson will be the batter. Larson, who singled to knock in two runs back in the first inning. Checks the sign and now stands in. Adjusts the helmet. Ready to go against Toner. Thomas working from the stretch. When it's double play depth. Now coming in for the bunt is Bosworth, and it's going to be taking the bat back at the ball. One ball, no strikes. Alan Larson stole it pretty well. Ball stays at third. Batter squaring to bunt again. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and bounced right in front of us for a strike. One ball and one strike. New baseball goes out for Thomas Owner. Don't have any other scores to share with you just yet. Not a lot of games going on today, by the way. They got in more than they didn't last night, but still a few going on. Here's this one called a strike. Strike two on Colin Larson. So the count goes to a ball and two strikes. Nobody out here in the second inning. Larson ready to go. Owner as well. Here comes the pitch. Curveball hit right back off the pitcher's ankle. It ricochets towards second. It's going to be a fair ball, and everybody is safe. Luck not going to the Hornets' favor, that's for sure. A shot that'll go as an infield single. Sirota at third, Chapman at second, and Larson at first. And the batter, Talon Stelner. He walked and scored last time. They are loaded up. Nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. Owner to the belt, the pitch. Check swing and a ball down low. One ball and no strikes. High school sports season quickly coming down toward the close. Track action going on this weekend. 1-0 count, the pitch. Change up is high. One ball and one strike. The WIAA meet on Friday and Saturday. We'll hear from Richland Center head track coach Fran Ewing at the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update tonight. Here's the pitch. That's fouled off. First base side, down the road for strike one. That will follow our post-game show sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. A couple of fine athletes headed that way. Danica Falls representing the Hornet girls. Malachi Fretz representing the boys. There's a strike two call to the batter. 2-2, nice pitch from Thomas Hohner. Both of those athletes, by the way, will compete on Saturday in lacrosse. 2-2, here's the pitch, ripped toward left and deep. Left fielder back, and that ball is gone. Or is it? Umpire says foul. Oh, that might bring up a little bit of an argument here. Now, it was close. And it is called a foul ball. Stoner missed a grand slam by inches here for the Vikings. And he is back. I really couldn't tell. I could tell that it was going to be close to the foul pole, but the umpire right on the line, looking down the line, made the definitive call. Runners lead at 1, 2, and 3. Here's the pitch down low for a ball. Pull up now on Talon Stoner. Runners at first, second, and third here in the bottom of the second inning. Owner back and ready from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball foul down the third baseline. Myers stays alive. Couldn't be a nicer evening, though, and tomorrow night sounds fine as well for whatever is scheduled. Maybe a little rain on the weekend, but overall not too bad. Full count from Hohner. That one ripped in the air to right field. Coming over the right fielder, and it's going to drop in there. One run will score. It gets by in right field. Two runs will score. Throw coming on. Cut off. Two more for the Vikings. Sirota scores, and Chapman is in. Alan Larson goes to third base. Stoner at second. Gets a couple of RBIs. And the batter, Ryan Gogan. Gogan singled a knock in two last time. Another left-hander in the Mount Horeb order. 10-1, they lead it here in the bottom of inning number two at Mount Horeb. Thomas Hohner to the belt. Here's a pitch. Fly ball left field. Should be playable. The left fielder coming over, and it drops in right into the corner there, right on the fair line. 1-1 scores. Throw home. Tag. Play at the plate. They got him. Sliding in was Stoner, and right into the tag of Jacob McDonald as the dust comes across my broadcast facility. Woo! Think there'd be dust this time of year, huh? After all this rain. Run comes in. One out at the plate. Gogan is at second base. Gets his third RBI. Back to the top of the order. Kuntz batting for the third time, and we're only in the second inning. Owner to the belt. One away in the inning. The pitch is a strike. Nothing in one. four runs across. Vikings up by 10 runs in this one. Owner says yes to the sign. McDonald with a target up. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and one strike. Vikings getting on it. They are hitting. They're not necessarily just standing there looking at it. Here's the 1-1. This one fouled. Third base side and out of play. Back over toward the parking lot again. Max, the bus driver, I noticed he parked it a pretty good distance away. Not his first rodeo. One ball and two strikes. See Max Gunlock here today. 1-2 from Horner. The pitch popped foul. Third base side and out of play again. A new baseball coming out. Goon says wasted a couple into the parking lot. Hunter leads from second. Owner ready. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Two balls and two strikes to Josh Kuntz. Badger Conference, of which Mount Horeb is a part of, is an extremely tough league. And Reedsburg had a really good year this year. Here's the pitch. That one is upstairs. 3-2. Reedsburg Beavers, number one seed. Went 12-2 in the Badger. McFarland was 10-4. Edgewood 9-4. And these Vikings were 8-6 in the league. Owner steps off the mound. The runner is back. Portage, Baraboo, Stoughton, and Stock Prairie also in the league. Finished down in the standings. Here's a pitch. Ripped in the air. Right field. Salazar over. That's going to drop in fair territory into the right field corner. And we'll score another one. Stolen around third, racing to third is Coons. Man, that guy can fly, and he's at third with a triple. 12-1, Mount Horeb here in the second inning. Dogan scores from first easily. That's an RBI triple for Coons. And we'll bring up Jackson Finley. Finley has singled and scored and struck out. Still only one away. Finley, the number eight batter. Owner is set. Goons at third. Here's the pitch. Popped up. High fly toward the second base bag. Coming in is the second baseman. Makes the catch. Wasinger throws back to third to Gold, and they got him. Double play right there. Third base runner was well off the bag and tagged out for out number three. So that will do it. Hornets get out of it here, but Mount Horeb keeps on keeping on. They lead 12-1 after two here at WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Right now, we are having a deal on two of our most popular steel chainsaws, the MS-170 or the MS-162. Both come with a 16-inch bar and chain for only $179.99 till Father's Day or while supplies last. Do you need new chains for your present saw? Buy one chain and get the second one at half price or equal or lesser value. So stop in at our Richland Center, Muscadet store, or Ace of La Crosse to see these and many other sales. And as always, we thank you and appreciate your business.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
We do a lot to keep the young people we care about safe and healthy. We encourage them to wear their seatbelt and use a helmet when riding a bike, skateboard, or ATV. Teens and young adults' brains are still developing until age 25. It's important to be there for them and influence their choices. Encourage young people to make one choice, not to use substances, and encourage parents to say no to underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Wes Bosworth leads off here in the top of the third for the Hornets and takes a look at a ball. Lane Miller will follow, and then Jacob McDonald. There's a strike from Manchester, 1-1 the count. Bosworth playing first base for the Hornets. Grounded out last time. Looks at strike two. One ball and two strikes. Manchester working quickly here in the second. 1-2 offering, reached out and touched foul, third base side, and that one dropping over on the third base out of play area. Bosworth for the Hornets. He's had a good year. Solid at first base. Very solid. That's the young man that collided with him last inning. 1-2 again. Manchester with the pitch, reached out and lifted towards short and caught by Skogan, the shortstop. Makes the grab at the edge of the outfield grass, and that will do it for Wes Bosworth. Then Lane Miller. Wes, a part of a talented junior class of athletes for the Hornets. And coming on now to bat will be Lane Miller. Lane singled last time. Makes his way in, takes a look at a ball from Manchester. One ball and no strikes. Manchester shakes off the sign. On the windup, pitches, and there is a strike call. One ball and one strike to the batter. What a way in the top of the third inning here in regional baseball. There's the pitch. That one is down low. The count goes to 2-1. Sectional baseball next week. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-2 to Lane Miller. They'll play two games on Tuesday. Exciting times with each level it grows. The excitement grows. There's the pitch outside for ball three. And now it is 3-2 to the batter. Reedsburg waiting in the wings. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And there are two away. Manchester gets his fourth strikeout. Beavers winning 1-0 in nine innings last night. Winner of today's game goes to Reedsburg to play right away tomorrow. Jay McDonald was a strikeout victim last time. Steps in here in the third inning. From the windup, there's the pitch. Bounced foul off the tip of the bat. Down the line, strike one. Nothing in 1-2, the batter. Couple of swings, and McDonald is back in. Manchester with the pitch, bounced sharply to short. Down on it, Skogan comes up throwing, and they got it. That'll do it for McDonald on a 6-3 putout. Hornets go quickly and quietly in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning with the Vikings leading it 12-1 over the Hornets in WIAA Regional Baseball from WRCO Sports.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hill Point. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
In Wisconsin, there are a lot of reasons to buy insurance. We get wind and hail, have lightning strikes regularly, and we have car accidents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. Choosing an insurance company can seem difficult. They all advertise themselves as the best, but we encourage you to consider Erie Insurance, which is above all in service. Trust Richards Insurance when we say that we want to be your Erie Insurance agent. Visit RichardsInsure.com and request a quote today. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Since 1974, Templin Agri Builders has been your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin Agri Builders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pole buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin Agri Builders, ready to go to work for you.
Bottom of the third here in Mount Horeb, and ready to go is Josh Manchester, and takes a look at a ball from Thomas Hohner. One ball and no strikes. Manchester and then Drew Primesberger and Sirota batters for the Vikings. Leading it 12-1. We're at the bottom of three.